The Annapolis Chorale and Chamber Orchestra performing Handel's Messiah the 15th, 16th, and 17th of December at St. Anne's Church on Church Circle in Annapolis. Joining me in the studio is their music director, Janice Green. Welcome. Nice to see you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
You're doing selections, I imagine, like all of the first part and selections from parts two and three.
That is correct. At least that's the plan for the Friday and Saturday night performances. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday we shorten it up because we have this sort of tradition in Annapolis of sending the audience off to their Christmas holiday with a lot of carols and seasonal music.
We should talk about what these parts are because we just throw these terms around. So part one is the prophecy, right?
Right. It's the prophecy, and it's the only section of Messiah, for instance, that has any narrative thread at all in that little scene with the setting of Luke. And then we have part two, which deals with the teaching and the rejection of Jesus and the death and the eventual triumph over the resurrection. And then for me, and everybody sort of differs on part three. I look at part three as sort of a summation of Christian theology. You begin with, I know that my Redeemer lives, and you have the text for as in Adam all die, and even so in Christ shall all be made alive, and the trumpet shall sound. And it really sort of codifies Christian theology as it was sort of dealt with in the 18th century. And we end with worthy is the Lamb and the great Amen, which caps it all off.
I think what's so fascinating about Handel's Messiah, during Handel's life, people were aghast that you'd perform this in the theater, that you would use the word of the Lord in a theater. And these days, of course, Handel's Messiah can be performed in churches. It can be performed in the theater. It has become such an iconic part of both the Christmas season, sacred and secular.
Right. It's sort of interesting because it's really not a Christmas piece.
It's an entertainment.
It's an entertainment.
Handel calls it an entertainment.
He really does. And I think what's interesting is the texts that Jennings compiled for Handel, the way that they're compiled is a very interesting grouping of texts. And what I think one of the things that allows us and causes us in many cases to do a shortened version of parts two and three is that part one is so tight thematically and textually and musically. Parts two and three get very philosophical, and it takes a long time to get to the thread. So my edits are different than somebody else's, but the idea is we want to sort of get to the point where we're trying to convey the text thread through the rest of the work.
This is going to be December 15th, 16th, and 17th at St. Anne's Church Circle in Annapolis, a beautiful place to see Handel's Messiah. It's the Annapolis Chorale and Chamber Orchestra. A number to call for more information?
410-263-1906.
And the website?
liveartsmaryland.org.
J. Ernest Green, my friend and colleague, it's nice to see you.
It's great to see you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.